And welcome back to EAA Radio. I am Wireless Mike.
And Magneto Mel.
Now we just have a little bit of free time. We're going to talk to you and just talk a little bit about what's going on today.
Halfway through the week.
Halfway.
Just day about.
Three. Yeah. It's been flying by.
Yet it does
there's
that.
So much left to do.
I think we got the worst of what we're going to... I hope we got the worst of what we're going to get for weather, though. I was trying to button down pretty hard in anticipation of some much bigger storms, so I'm kind of glad that...
Yeah, we got a little bit of rain last night, but nothing too dramatic, and that is a good thing, because we got plenty of water and mud already. MudVenture is now starting up a little bit more, with just a little bit more going on right now.
From what I've seen, though, I don't think we're gonna crack too much heat coming up here. So I'm looking forward to some nice mellow weather for the rest of the time. Hopefully, it'll comply. I think we've got some folks in here. They're gonna come in and talk to us, actually. So in just a second, we'll have a little bit more to talk about than just the weather going on here and what's happening. Welcome to the studio. Okay, we've got Lieutenant Colonel Jill Long and three of our WASPs that we were discussing earlier this morning. How very, very wonderful. Come
Welcome.
On in, ladies.
We do appreciate your coming.
Yes, please.
Have a seat.
Good morning. I'm sorry I have lost my voice, so you'll have
to... Oh, no.
But I have great substitutes for my voice. We have three WASPs with us today. Jan Goodrum. Say hello, Jan.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Are you enjoying the air show so far?
Oh, it's been tremendous. I love it.
Love it. Now you were WASP back in World War II, and you guys got to fly everything, didn't you?
Everything that we were tall enough to fly.
What are some of the airplanes you did get to fly in?
AT-6 was my favorite airplane, and I flew twin engine. And when I was assigned, to production line maintenance, where I checked the airplanes so the cadets could fly them and be sure they were all right to fly.
So we needed a woman to make sure the airplane was safe for the men.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
And we still do.
And we still do.
Yes, we still do.
Now, now that we're getting everybody sitting down here, I'm sorry, but I don't know your names. Could you introduce yourself to everyone?
Start with me. I'm Chutzy Reynolds.
Okay. And what did you get to fly?
Well, everything I can get my hands on. I was in the training command.
Okay.
But every aircraft that came on base, if you were willing, they would you could check out in it. So I got to fly the A-24, the C-47, and the B-25.
Oh.
Plus what was based at the field.
Excellent. And who are you?
I'm Bernice Haydu, and I was trained in Avenger Field, Sweetwater, Texas. Usually they had the training primary, basic, advanced, but they said, let's see if we can eliminate one of the phases of training. Hmm. So the classes starting in the end of 43, beginning of 44, we flew the PT-17s, the steerman, and then we went directly into the AT-6.
Okay.
But the women, and generally speaking, flew everything that was manufactured for World War II, from the smallest to the largest, including the B-29. Depending upon what your standing was, as far as where you were stationed, and whether you were in the ferry command or the training command, that's what you got to fly.
Okay, now if you're in the ferry command, you were ferrying airplanes from, you know, around the world, around the country. I mean, how far did you get to ferry these things?
We ferried those who signed to the ferry command were restricted to the United States, continental United States, although we do have records that some of them flew into Canada, and there was a few flights into Mexico.
Okay, and if you were doing the training command, what were you doing there? Were you training the other male pilots?
They did every job. What a lot of people don't realize is that for every combat pilot, you need at least 12 service pilots. When you stop to think, you need instructors of all the different phases. You need pilots to fly so the anti-aircraft can practice shooting. Pilots to fly at night so the searchlights can practice. So there were many dangerous jobs that were done, and actually 38 were killed in the line of duty.
38 wasps.
38 wasps, yes.
Yeah, and that's something that no one probably talked about back in those days, and it's only just recently now that everybody's getting the recognition that you rightfully deserved decades ago.
One of the great things about Women in Aviation International is that they've extended the legacy of the wasp up to present day. And just like myself and all my...
Now, you're an Air Force pilot.
I am,
yes.
An Air Force pilot. And the women that I fly with in the Air Force have everything to say thank you for to the WASP. And they've given us a legacy. And by being part of Women in Aviation, we're hoping to extend that legacy into the next generations to inspire people to fly and not accept boundaries. The WASP were just presented the Congressional Gold Medal. And on it, Schutze, tell them about the design on the medal.
Well, the design was made by the artist at the U.S. Mint. And on the front, where it shows a profile, which was representing all the wasps, but it also shows four wasps in flight gear, and they are stepping over the line, the boundary of the medal itself, showing that with the wasps at that time were expanding and going forward and disregarding the boundaries. Because at that time they said, women don't do this or women can't do this, and we just ignored them and just went ahead and did it.
Now, and you say there were 38 that gave their lives in duty, and people may think, okay, recognition, not military, you know, what's the big deal? But what did that mean, that they weren't recognized as part of the military when things would happen? You didn't get the benefits. You didn't get the service.
That's right.
Well, they weren't taken care of.
I involved with the 38 on Operation Celestial Flight being conducted or started by a U.S. Army chaplain who was intrigued by the WASP. 11 of the 38 were trainees. The others were on active duty. When they died, we took, in some cases, had to take up a collection to send the body home. There was no provisions made, and they were forbidden to have a flag on their coffin. And we had found out that after all these years, 67 years, many of them never had a flag on their gravesite. And we're taking care of that with Operation Celestial Flight. The chaplain has ordered 38 personalized military flag markers, bronze flag markers, and we are trying to get the memorial services for each and every one.
That's quite significant.
And long overdue.
Yes.
Long overdue, yes.
So what are you guys doing here on the field this week? Are you here just to enjoy the show, or do you have events that you're going to?
Yes, there are events, and a WASP is coming in today, which will make a number of four or five of us, and so that we are going to have a panel on Thursday.
Where's the panel at?
The panel is going to be in the building where we were last year, and then it will be held at, what is the name of the building?
Theater in the Woods. Theater in the Woods.
The Forest. That's all we needed to hear. We understand.
I'm going to be at the Vet Theater at 2:30 this afternoon.
Okay.
Giving a PowerPoint speech about the wasps.
And again,
we are about to leave any minute now to go to get a ride on the B-17.
Oh. Right. Now, are you going to show them how to fly the thing too?
Of course.
Excellent.
Did you see the DC-3 group come in formation
I saw it fly overhead. I was in the campground at the time, but yeah, I saw it fly in.
Well, I was in the lead airplane.
Nice.
Telling me, you know, how to go.
Showing them how to go.
Giving them the proper instruction.
Absolutely.
Excellent. And so what time is your flight in the B-17?
In about 5 minutes.
I
just want to say one more thing about Women in Aviation International. All of our WASP are members. And if anyone's interested, there's a great website to go to about the membership, and it's not just for women, believe it or not. We have lots of male members as well, and they have great scholarship programs to help. You know, someday, hopefully, we'll have a whole new generation sitting here telling you about how they stepped over the boundaries and how they found the wind beneath their wings and soared.
And now, Jill, you're active right now, yes?
I am. I am. I'm actually here from Germany.
Oh.
And not only have I lost my voice,
except for
but
your
I'm
voice.
Jet lag.
Yeah.
Now I understand that you're in command of air base in Germany. Is that correct?
No, I'm actually commander of a second air support operations squadron.
Okay. All right. Commander of the squadron. Okay.
Smaller than
a little
the air
smaller.
Base.
And you're currently you major? Is that your?
Are you lieutenant colonel?
Lieutenant colonel. Well, okay. That was off. Congratulations.
Well, we do appreciate you coming in here. It's definitely an honor to meet all of you, and thank you for your service to this country. And we really do hope that you will, you know, come and share your stories, and I hope you enjoy your rides.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you. It was nice to be here.
You're listening to Magneto Mel.
And Wireless Mike.
On Push to Talk on EAA Radio.